All right, welcome back to the deep dive. Today we're going to be taking a look at something that can be a real headache for WordPress users, and that's plugin compatibility issues. You spend all this time making this amazing website, you add all these cool plugins to make it do all this awesome stuff,
Right.
but then suddenly, bam, something's broken and you have no idea why. It's like, where do you even begin to untangle that mess?
Oh, I feel that. It's definitely a common struggle for folks. We've been digging into a bunch of information on this, articles, forum posts, the whole deal. And our goal today is to walk you through how to make sense of this whole compatibility jungle so you can have a smoother, less stressful WordPress experience. Keep things running like a well-oiled machine.
Exactly. So let's get right into it. First off, can you just break down the basics for us? Like, what is plugin compatibility in the first place? I mean, I get that it's about plugins working together, but what's actually happening behind the scenes that causes conflicts?
Yeah, so at the core, it's about how well different pieces of software, these plugins, can play nice with each other in that shared WordPress sandbox. They're all trying to do their thing, but sometimes they end up stepping on each other's toes. This can happen for a couple of reasons. One is they might try to modify the same core WordPress functionalities. Like imagine two chefs trying to use the same oven at the same time to make completely different dishes. It's going to get messy.
Yeah, total kitchen nightmare.
Right. Or they might even use similar code, which can cause interference, like two radios trying to broadcast on the same frequency.
Oh, that's a great analogy. So it's not just that they're doing the same thing, but actually that their underlying code is clashing.
Exactly. So, you might have one plugin that's all about managing images, and then you install another one that's also trying to optimize how images are displayed. They can end up conflicting and messing things up.
Okay, that makes sense. So, what's the best way to avoid this kind of situation? Obviously, we don't want to just install plugins willy-nilly.
Yeah, that's a recipe for disaster. You've
Wow.
got to be proactive. One thing we saw emphasized a lot in the research is doing your homework before you install anything new.
Okay, so like before you even click install, you should pause and think about what's already running on your site.
Precisely. And how that new plugin might interact with your existing setup. You wouldn't just randomly swap out parts in your car without knowing if they were compatible. It's the same concept with plugins.
Right. So for example, you might be tempted by a new SEO plugin that promises to like skyrocket you to the top of the search results, but you already have a caching plugin that's also optimizing your site speed. Are they going to play nice together, or are you going to end up with a slower, less optimized site?
Yeah, you gotta ask those questions.
Yeah.
It's not just about functionality, it's about the user experience too, especially on mobile, which is how so many people are browsing these days.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing we saw that really resonated was the suggestion to actually test new plugins on different devices, your phone, your tablet, not just your desktop. Because what looks good on one screen might be a complete mess on another.
That's so important. Like, imagine a cool new image slider that looks slick on a big screen but completely breaks the layout on your phone or takes forever to load on mobile data. That's a quick way to frustrate visitors and send them running to your competitors.
Yeah, no thanks. So it's about thinking ahead, being aware of what you already have, and considering how that new plugin will impact the experience for everyone who visits your site, no matter what device they're using.
Absolutely. And remember, installing a plugin isn't a set it and forget it thing. Ongoing monitoring, paying attention to what your users are saying, it's all part of the deal.
Right, like you're constantly keeping an eye on things, making sure everything is running smoothly. So if people start reporting that the site's loading slowly, or if you see a spike in bounce rates in your analytics, that's a cue to dig in and see if plugin might be the culprit.
Exactly. So, okay, we've talked about prevention, but let's face it, things don't always go as planned. Sometimes conflicts happen, and we need to know how to spot them. What are some red flags, some telltale signs that plugins might be acting up?
Yeah, what should people be looking out for?
Well, you might see outright error messages. Those little boxes popping up on your site that say something went wrong. Those are usually a clear indication that something's not right.
Oh, yeah, definitely seen those before.
And then the specific features might stop working correctly. Things that used to work perfectly fine suddenly start acting up or just stop functioning altogether.
Right, like your contact form suddenly stops sending emails, or the slideshow on your homepage is frozen.
Exactly. And in worst case scenarios, the whole website might even crash. It's like the whole system just gives up.
Yikes. Okay, so those are some pretty clear signs that something's wrong. But once you've identified that there's a problem, how do you actually start figuring out which plugin is the bad apple, especially if you have like a dozen or more plugins installed?
Yeah, that can be a real head scratcher. But don't worry, there are ways to narrow it down. One of the first things you can do is check your website's error logs.
Okay, so error logs, what exactly are those?
So error logs are like a behind-the-scenes record that your server keeps of any technical issues or errors that occur. They often contain really specific details about what went wrong. Think of it as a detective's notebook for your website.
Okay, I'm kind of getting the picture, but to be honest, looking at error logs sounds a little intimidating. Like, is it all just code and jargon?
It can seem like that at first glance, but you don't have to be a coding whiz to find helpful clues. Often you're just looking for specific keywords or patterns. You know, you might see messages that mention file paths within certain plugin folders, or even the actual names of the plugins themselves.
Oh, okay, so it's not about understanding every line of code, but rather looking for familiar names or locations that might point you in the right direction.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like if you keep seeing error messages that point to files in the folder of, say, your new fancy gallery plugin, well, that's a good indication that it might be the one causing the ruckus.
Makes sense. And what about like direct feedback from our users? Can that be helpful in identifying plugin conflicts?
Absolutely. User feedback is invaluable. Make it easy for people to report issues on your site, you know, a simple contact form or a dedicated support email address. If you start getting multiple reports from different users about the same problem, especially after you've just activated a new plugin, it's a strong signal that the new addition might be the troublemaker.
So it's about keeping your ear to the ground, so to speak, and paying attention to what your audience is experiencing. They might be the first to notice something's off.
Totally. And speaking of noticing things being off, we also need to think about website performance. How can we get objective data to see if a plugin is causing things to slow down or become less responsive?
Yeah, because sometimes it's not a blatant error message, but more like a feeling that something's sluggish or not quite right.
Right. And that's where performance monitoring tools come in. Things like Google PageSpeed Insights or GT Metrics. These analyze how quickly your site loads, how responsive it is, and give you concrete data. If you see a significant drop in those scores after installing or updating a plugin, that's a red flag.
So it's like getting a before and after snapshot of your site's performance, which can help you pinpoint whether a specific plugin is the culprit.
Precisely. And there's this cool feature in some tools called a waterfall view. It lets you see the loading time of each element on your page. If you notice, say, a huge increase in the loading time of certain files after installing a plugin, particularly CSS or JavaScript files, that plugin might be the one bogging things down.
Oh, wow, that sounds super helpful. All right, shifting gears a bit, let's talk about updates. We saw this mentioned a lot in our research. Why is keeping those plugins updated so crucial for compatibility?
Updates are your best friend when it comes to compatibility. They often include bug fixes that directly address existing compatibility issues. So if two plugins were fighting before, an update might smooth things over.
Okay, so it's not just about getting the latest and greatest features, but also about keeping things running smoothly behind the scenes.
Yeah. And equally important, developers are always updating their plugins to ensure they work well with the latest version of WordPress itself. Think of it like making sure your phone apps can still work with the latest operating system updates.
Right, got to stay compatible with the core system. So how often should we be hitting that update button?
Good question. A regular update routine is key. Checking weekly or monthly is a solid practice for most sites. But for certain types of plugins, especially security-focused ones, you might want to check even more frequently. Those often have crucial updates to address vulnerabilities that hackers could exploit.
Oh yeah, definitely don't want to delay those security updates. So when an update is available, do we just blindly hit update all and cross our fingers?
Not so fast. It's always a good idea to take a peek at the plugin's release notes or change logs before you update. Developers often include important information there about compatibility, like if they fixed known conflicts with other plugins or WordPress versions.
Oh, so it's like reading the fine print before you sign on the dotted line.
Exactly. You know, like if you're updating your contact form plugin, the release notes might say improved compatibility with the latest WordPress version or fixed conflict with XYZ spam filter plugin. That kind of heads up can save you a lot of trouble down the road.
Totally worth the extra minute of reading. Now, what happens if, and this has definitely happened to me, an update itself introduces a new problem? It's like fixing one thing and breaking another.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst. And that's why the idea of a staging environment is so important. This is basically a copy of your live website, where you can test changes without affecting the real deal. It's like a dress rehearsal before the big show.
Gotcha. So always test in staging first, before you make any changes on your live site.
Yes. Always. Especially for major updates. Like, let's say you're updating your e-commerce plugin that handles all your customer payments. You definitely want to test that in staging first to make sure everything's still working smoothly before you risk messing up real orders on your live site.
Ugh, yeah, that's a nightmare scenario. Okay, so let's say we've confirmed there is a conflict, we've checked the error logs, we've looked at user feedback, and we're pretty sure it's a plugin issue. But how do we actually pinpoint the exact plugin that's causing trouble? It could be one out of dozens.
Right. So once you've narrowed it down to a plugin issue, you can use a process of elimination called sequential deactivation. Basically, you deactivate your plugins one by one, and after each deactivation, you check your website to see if the problem's gone away. It's a bit like finding a faulty bulb on a string of Christmas lights.
Ah, so you're isolating each plugin to see if it's the one causing the flicker.
Yep. And the good tip is to start with the plugins you've recently installed or updated, because those are often the most likely suspects. So, like, if you started noticing a weird layout issue right after installing that fancy new gallery plugin, try deactivating that one first and see if the problem disappears.
Makes sense. And as we discussed earlier, having a staging environment makes this whole process so much safer. You can deactivate plugins and test things out to your heart's content without affecting your live visitors.
Exactly. And in staging, you can even try reactivating plugins in different combinations to see if you can isolate the specific pair or group that's causing the conflict. Like, if you suspect your gallery plugin is clashing with your social media sharing plugin, you can activate only those two in staging and see if the problem reappears.
Oh, that's clever, like setting up a controlled experiment. Now, are there any tools or plugins that can help us speed up this whole detective work?
Yeah, there are some handy tools out there that can make things easier. We briefly mentioned plugin compatibility checkers earlier. These tools basically analyze your installed plugins and look for known conflicts based on their databases.
So it's like running a quick background check on your plugins to see if they have any known issues working together.
Exactly. You know, like the WP Health Check plugin that comes with WordPress can do some basic compatibility checks and point out potential problem areas.
Oh, so it's like having a built-in early warning system.
Yeah, pretty much. And if you're comfortable digging a little deeper, there are some more advanced tools out there too, like Query Monitor, which gives you a detailed look at what's happening under the hood of your website. It lets you see things like database queries, PHP errors, and all those complex interactions between plugins and WordPress.
Okay, so that's getting a little more technical. What kind of insights can you get from something like Query Monitor?
Well, for example, if you see a plugin making a ton of inefficient database queries, that can slow down your whole site and conflict with other plugins that are also trying to access the database. Query Monitor can help you spot those issues.
So it's like seeing where the bottlenecks are, where things are getting clogged up?
Yeah, and you can also use it to diagnose specific conflicts. Like if you have a caching plugin fighting with a plugin that generates dynamic content, Query Monitor can often pinpoint the exact database queries or PHP errors that are being triggered by the conflict.
Wow, that's powerful stuff. What about tools that can help us spot conflicts that affect the design or layout of our site?
Oh yeah, those are important too. Theme Check is a good one for that. It's mainly designed to make sure your theme follows best practices, but it can also flag potential conflicts between your theme and your plugins, especially plugins that make big changes to the website structure or use WordPress functions in unusual ways.
Okay, so it's like making sure the foundation of your website, the theme, is solid and can handle the added weight of all those fancy plugins.
Exactly. And then there are also specialized plugin detective tools that can analyze the code of your plugins and look for potential conflicts. Like there's this older plugin called P3, the Plugin Performance Profiler, that's still useful for visualizing the impact each plugin has on your page load times. That can be a big clue about performance-related compatibility issues.
Okay, that's great to know. Now, let's shift gears and talk about resources outside of our own WordPress installation. Where else can we go for help with plugin compatibility issues?
Well, before you even install a plugin, you should definitely check out its documentation and support forums. Good documentation is a sign that the developers have put thought into potential issues and provided guidance.
Yeah, like a user manual for your plugin.
Exactly. You know, if you're installing an e-commerce plugin, the documentation should tell you how it works with different payment gateways, if there are any known conflicts with shipping plugins, that kind of thing.
So it's about being informed before you install.
Definitely. And support forms can be a goldmine of information, too. If you're having an issue, chances are someone else has already encountered it and posted about it in the forum. Plus, seeing how responsive the developers are in those forums can give you a sense of how well they support their plugin.
So it's a good way to gauge their commitment to helping users. And if you can't find an answer in the documentation or forums, is it ever worth reaching out to the developers directly?
Absolutely. Developers appreciate hearing from users, especially if you've encountered a specific issue that's not well documented. A responsive developer is a good sign. They care about making sure their plugin works well for everyone.
Okay, so it's about using all the resources at your disposal, the documentation, the forums, and even the developers themselves. Now, we've talked a lot about plugins, but what about themes? How do they fit into this whole compatibility puzzle?
Themes are the foundation of your website. They control the look, feel, and sometimes even the functionality. So it's crucial to make sure your theme and your plugins are getting along.
Makes sense. They need to work together, not against each other.
Right. So you need to make sure your theme's code and styling aren't interfering with how your plugins work. For instance, if you have a theme with really unique product page styling, you want to make sure it doesn't mess up how your WooCommerce plugin displays product info or the Add to Cart button.
Right. It's all about making sure the visual and the functional elements play nice together.
And don't forget about cross-browser compatibility. You need to make sure your theme and plugins work well on all the major browsers, like Chrome, Firefox, Safari, Edge. You don't want some visitors seeing a broken website just because they're using a different browser.
Yeah. Everyone deserves a good user experience, no matter what browser they're using. And what about people who've customized their themes? Can that lead to compatibility issues?
Definitely. The more you customize your theme, the more likely you are to run into conflicts. If you change the theme's code, you might accidentally break something that a plugin relies on. So it's important to be extra careful and test thoroughly if you have a heavily customized theme.
So the more you deviate from the original theme code, the more vigilance you need to exercise. Now, before we wrap up, let's talk about one last crucial step that we saw emphasized over and over in our research. What is it?
Backups.
Yeah.
Backups. Backups. Before you make any major changes to your site, like updating plugins or themes, you absolutely must have a recent backup. It's your safety net if something goes wrong.
It's like having an undo button for your entire website.
Exactly. If a plugin update causes a fatal error or your site crashes for some reason, having a recent backup means you can quickly restore everything back to a working state without losing any data.
Phew, that's a relief. So how often should we be backing up?
Ideally, you should have automated backups set up. Most good web hosts offer this, or you can use a plugin. Weekly backups are a good starting point for most sites, but you might want to do daily backups if you update your site very frequently.
So automate if you can, but always, always do a manual backup before making any big changes, like updating WordPress core, your theme, or major plugins.
Exactly. And remember, store your backups off-site, like in cloud storage or with a dedicated backup service. That way, if something happens to your web server, your backups are safe and sound.
Smart move. Now, even with all this knowledge and these tools, sometimes plugin compatibility issues can be really tricky, or maybe you're just not comfortable messing around with code. At what point should you consider calling in a professional?
You know, recognizing when you need expert help is a sign of strength, not weakness. If you've tried everything you can think of, and those compatibility gremlins are still haunting you, it might be time to call in the cavalry. There are WordPress developers and agencies who specialize in untangling these complex situations.
So if it's a really crucial issue, or if you're just not comfortable going down the technical rabbit hole yourself, don't hesitate to reach out for professional help.
Yeah, sometimes it's just easier and less stressful to let the experts handle it. And don't forget about your web hosting company. Many hosts have support teams that are well-versed in WordPress and can offer guidance on plugin issues. Especially if you're seeing performance problems after installing new plugins.
Oh yeah, they can be a valuable resource too. And finally, what about the wider WordPress community? Are there any online resources that can help?
Absolutely. The WordPress community is amazing. There are tons of helpful forums and online communities where you can get advice and support. The official WordPress.org forums are a great place to start, and sites like Stack Exchange are full of knowledgeable WordPress users who love to help out.
So don't be afraid to ask for help. The community is there for you. Now, before we go, let's wrap up with some key takeaways. What are some best practices we can follow to prevent these compatibility headaches in the future?
Well, one big one is to be selective about the plugins you choose. Look for plugins with good reputations, positive reviews, and regular updates. That shows the developers are committed to maintaining their plugin and keeping it compatible.
So do your research and choose wisely. Don't just install any shiny new plugin that catches your eye.
And prioritize plugins from developers who are known for being responsive and proactive about addressing issues. If they release updates quickly after new WordPress versions or bug reports, that's a good sign.
It's like choosing a reliable car mechanic who's going to take good care of your vehicle. And beyond being selective, what about our own processes? Can we do anything differently to prevent conflicts?
Yeah, building compatibility checks into your workflow is essential. Always, always test new plugins or theme updates in a staging environment before you put them on your live site. That way, you can catch and fix problems before they affect your visitors.
So it's about being proactive and testing thoroughly to avoid those last-minute scrambles.
Exactly. And that, my friend, is the key to keeping your WordPress site running smoothly and headache-free.
Well said. It's been a really eye-opening deep dive into the world of plugin compatibility. We've covered a ton of ground, from understanding the root causes of conflicts to troubleshooting techniques and proactive prevention strategies.
It's all about empowering you to take control of your WordPress site and ensure a smooth, positive experience for everyone.
Absolutely. So, as we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with one final thought. Considering how interconnected all the pieces of your website are, what small proactive step can you take today to make your WordPress site a more harmonious and less stressful place? Maybe it's finally setting up those automated backups, or maybe it's committing to always testing in a staging environment.
It's about making those small, consistent choices that lead to big results.
Great advice. Thanks so much for joining us on the Deep Dive and sharing your expertise on this important topic. And to all our listeners out there, until next time, happy WordPressing.
Happy WordPressing.